Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, Rosh Hashanah 33. And this Mishnah will explain how many tekios, how many blasts of the shofar, and what should be the nature of the blasts that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. How long should they be, and other laws about the blowing of the shofar. So we know that we're supposed to blast the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't say how to do it. All it says in the Torah in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 29, verse 1, it says, Yom Teruah Yelachem, it should be a day of blasting. So what does our Mishnah say? So our Mishnah says, Seder Tekios, the order of the blast on Rosh Hashanah is as follows. You do Shalosh, which means three Teruos, three blasts, one by Malchios, which is the first part of Musaf, the first of the middle sections of Musaf, one by Zichronos, the remembrance, and the one by Shofros, that the middle section of Musaf, there's the three initial blessings and three final blessings, which we say on every Amida, but the middle part of Musaf has three blessings. One talks about the kingship of God, one talks about the obligation or the concept of the nature of the day as it being a day where God remembers us, and one talks about the concept of the blasting of the shofar. So we do three blasts, one during Malchus, during Zichronos, during Shofaros, and these blasts shall be Shalosh, Shalosh, that on each one of these blasts there needs to be three tekios, meaning to say, with each one of them there are three tekios, because before each trua and after each trua there is a tekia, one long simple blast, and so therefore we're going to blast a tekia that so whoever blasts a tekia will also be blasting a trua and tekia, and so together it all reaches a total of nine blasts: three during Malchus, three during Zichronos, three during Shofaros. That's all our Mishnah says you're supposed to blast. So and how long should the blast be? Shiur tekia, the size of the tekia, which is the simple long blast. Kishoosh Teruos. It's supposed to equal in length the size of three Teruos, the three shorter blasts. Vashir Teruos and Vashir Teruah and the size of the shorter blasts, each one of them is supposed to be the size of Kishoosh Yuvavos, like three short sounds. And each sound is just like a little minimal drop. That's the way our Mishnah is supposed to be understood. So Taka Barishona, let's say you did the long, simple blast at Tekia. And so then you elongated this blast and you did this the length of two tekios, but you didn't pause in between. So under those circumstances, ein biyado ela achas, it only counts as one blast, not two. And so too, Misha Berach, somebody who makes the blessing of the nine blasts for Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, but he didn't make the somebody made the blessings of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, but he didn't blow the shofar because he didn't have one. And afterwards, he finds he has a shofar. Then so then he should blast the shofar, do tkia, terua tkia, three times, one time for Malchus, one time for Zichronos, one time for Shofros, and he has fulfilled his obligation of doing the nine blasts. And says our Mishnah, Kishem Shetzliach Tzibur Chayev, just like the Chazin is obligated to recite the whole prayer, Kach Kol Yachav V'Yachid, so to every individual is obligated to pray, and you're not going to fulfill your obligation of Musaf by the Chazin. And the reason why the Chazin will repeat the prayers is only to fulfill the obligation of somebody who's not an expert. That's the position of the Chacham. Whereas from Gamliel says, Shliach Tzibur Moti Yisarah Midei Chavasin. Gamliel says the Chazin can fulfill the obligation even initially, even L'chadchila, for everybody else. So says our Mishnah, how can we say, says our Gemara, how can we say that this the length of the Kiyah, each Tekiyah is as long as three Teruos, V'atanya, Shir Tekiyah Ketruah. We have a Brisa that says, each Tekiyah should last as long as one Truah. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says the answer is Hatana Dida, the Tana of our Mishnah, Kachashiv Tekia de Kuhu Bavi. His intent is to consider the whole Tekia meaning to say all of the Tekios. His intent is to consider the first tekia in every group as three tekios, utruos to kohu bavi, and also the truos in all three orders. It's as though he said the shiur of shalosh tekiyos kashiur shalosh truos. So basically, he's considering the length of all the tekiyos is like the length of all the truos. Whereas Tana Barak achashiv chai bava v'sula. Whereas the Tana of Abraisa, he just considers one order, meaning to say one tekiya equals one trua, not more than that. And so therefore, he says the shiur tekiya is like a trua, meaning to say, according to everybody, the length of one tekiya is like the length of one teruah. That's what our Mishnah is saying. So says the Gemara, shir teruah kesholosh yevavos. The length of a teruah is like three yevavos. Vatanya shir teruah kesholosh shvarim. But didn't we say the length of a teruah is like three shvarim, which are a little bit longer, broken blasts are a little bit longer than a yevava. So Amar Abaye about vaday pligi. This has to be a dispute. And Abaye explains the source or the root of the dispute. Tachsev yom teruah yelachem. It says in the Torah it should be a day of teruah. Metargaminon yom yevava yilachon. It should be a day of crying for you. Uksiv be'ema Sisra, and it says about the mother of Sisra, ba'ad hachalon nishkavav atiyavev em Sisra. So it says about the mother of Sisra that Sisra was the general who fought against the Jewish people, who fought against Devorah, and it says that when her mother was waiting for him to come home from battle, it says she looked out the window and she cried. So that's the source for the idea that yavava, because it says what tiyavavev means to cry. So mar savar ginuch heganach. So the Tana of Abraisa says that the true is a little bit shvarim, it's a little bit longer than a vava because he's at a position that the cry is a heaving sigh, and so therefore it's a longer cry. Whereas the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that the true is a very short yavava, he says, what kind of cry is it? Yulula yalil. It's a staccato cry, very, very quickly, and so therefore it's a short cry.